Welcome to 56 Bank Street. This nondescript brick townhouse may not look like anything to write home about, but there is much more to it than meets the eye. Built in 1833 for the Reverend Joseph Carter, this Greek Revival-style home was once home to not one, but two New York Yankees legends, Alex Rodriguez and more recently, Derek Jeter. For those of us who need a quick lesson on Greek Revival style, the style mimics Greek temples, and the main characteristics include a symmetrical shape, pilasters, columns, a porch entry, a window in the pediment, as well as plain or highly decorated cornices and friezes. Chimneys are also placed as far back as possible, just as they were in Greek temples. Greek Revival style is considered to be a subset of the larger neoclassical period, and it became the dominant style in America between 1820 and 1850. In 1820, the Greek Revival style was popular for public buildings in Philadelphia. At the time, Americans thought of the style as a symbol of the new democracy, and the style quickly caught on for residences. Greek Revival style became so popular that it was referred to as the national style, and it's considered the first American architectural style to have spread to the American West Coast. Now, back to Jeter and an insider look into this townhouse. Jeter rented this brownstone for a few years until he moved out in the spring of 2015. It's not known why Jeter put this property back on the market, but one thing is for sure. Scoring this townhouse would be like hitting a home run. This 20-foot-wide, four-story house totals nearly 3,000 square feet and boasts standout features such as four gas-burning fireplaces with black slate fireboxes, a private landscaped patio and sun deck ready for entertaining, a master suite with a spa bathroom complete with an infinity tub and Duravit rain shower, a dramatic steel staircase connecting all of the floors with stone treads from South America and a solid cherry handrail, heated bathroom floors, custom recessed lighting, and the most in-demand amenity by New Yorkers, a washer-dryer. Although the townhouse has been restored and thoroughly modernized, a few historical details remain intact. The wrought iron hand railings of the stoop are original, as well as the fascia board of the roof cornice. In fact, the entire street was named after the Bank of New York, which established an 8-lot bank in 1798. But back to the townhouse. The property is fit for modern-day entertaining and private living. The main floor of the townhome is an expansive space for entertaining that includes a large dining area with an oversized chef's kitchen with ample storage, as well as a working fireplace. Downstairs is a lovely English basement with its own private entrance, a complete bedroom studio space that includes a Pullman kitchen, full bath, working fireplace, and views of the bluestone patio. On the second floor, there is a loft-like, light-filled great room with high ceilings, five windows, and a working fireplace against an exposed brick wall. A spacious master bedroom suite is on the third floor, and it is truly exquisite, with multiple closets, a working fireplace, an oversized dressing area, and a spa-like five-piece master bathroom. The steel staircase connecting all the floors is illuminated by a four-story wall of one-way privacy glass, allowing ample light to flow into the home. Altogether, the brownstone contains two bedrooms and 2.5 bathrooms. Interested in purchasing 56 Bank Street? You can purchase the townhome for a cool $7.495 million and join the group of other A-listers who have also been rumored to call this building home, including Yoko Ono and Lauren Bacall. You thought it was just baseball stars. And if you're more inclined to rent, this townhome can be yours for about $23,000 a month.